Jake, 3 weeks of water.
Hey,
how are we feeling?
Yeah, no soda at least 3 weeks now.
Wow,
I'm a changed man.
But you still get lemonades. What's the difference between soda and lemonade?
Oh, I mean tons.
Yeah, one's way better.
Yeah, soda is brown, and yeah, I feel like most things that are brown outside of chocolate milk can't be that good for you.
Agreed. Okay, cool. Do less guest. Welcome back, podcast is nine. Nine.
You said that kind of funny.
Nine. Nine.
Okay, easy. Might have some German listeners. Okay.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Yes.
Wein.
Yeah, you got big on Wein.
Wein. We're back.
Episode nine.
Glad to be here.
Woo!
Life's good. Dude, I've been going to some restaurants and...
Yeah, I had my first waitress ever. Or, no.
How was she?
First waitress in 3 months.
She had a mask on?
She was nice. Yeah.
Mask?
Mask on. Mask on. Yeah. She had a mask on. I had a mask off. But it was good. She was really nice.
Yeah.
We had some issues, you know, out of her control, though. I had trouble with the payment processing, but it's new.
Yeah.
You know, we're all adjusting.
They are. Restaurants is tough because it's not their fault because it would affect so much of the supply chain so they don't have stuff. Because I've been several times like, ooh, I want that. And they'll come back and be like, we don't have like a part of that, so we can't do it. I'm like,
yeah, I'm a little curious about this.
Tough.
If we have any Do Less guests who work in the supply chain management field for Panera Bread, I have a few questions.
Dude, I hate Panera.
Oh.
You're kind of a Panera guy.
I love Panera, how come I can't order a chicken tortellini pasta because there's a pandemic?
Yeah, tortellini.
Still serve everything else?
Yeah.
Why can't I have tortellini? I need it.
During the 1918 flu. They were just throwing tortellini in the streets. No one wanted it.
Get this out of here.
I did see an article where like their potato farmers are like trying to destroy like tens of thousands of potatoes because of
the potato farmers are destroying it.
Yeah, because like no one's buying potatoes because of like how it adds up. I guess restaurants are closed, so they're ordering less potatoes for fries and stuff. So then they don't. Yeah, they have.
You can take our freedom, but do not take our potatoes.
Potatoes are so.
Country was built on the potato ag industry. Don't look that up.
But Panera, it's just overpriced, and
I have
a problem with the one
expensive
near me where they have their drive through set up.
Oh, it
where
sucks.
The entrance
oh, it
to the drive through is right by the street entrance.
Might as well be on Times Square.
Yeah,
that's
so
where the drive through.
If there's a line longer than two cars, you like hold up traffic on like a main road. It's preposterous.
They need to just spend the money and redesign the drive-thru.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Terrible drive-thru setup.
I get kind of a sick joy when I've done this maybe twice, and I think I did one at Panera within the past year where order my food, and they're like, okay, it'll be whatever it costs, come to the window. And then I'm going on like 20 minutes between ordering and the window. And so I just drive away. And they're going to be like, wait, who ordered this tortellini? And it's like... I wish I could leave a note. It's like, too late.
Too late. I'm going to go support the potato business now.
What if that happens to restaurants a lot? Like, a restaurant that, I think I've told the story here, they kicked me out. I noticed they're still open. If I just order, it's like, hey, I have a huge order for a party of 10, and they just never come get it.
Yeah.
That'd be cruel. I'm not going to do that. I didn't do that, but
I think
it'd be a funny prank.
I've heard, or I've like found out firsthand that certain pizza places, like on the weekends or late at night, won't let you pay in the store. Because there's pranksters who are like, oh, I need 35 meat lovers, and then never come and pick them up.
Oh.
But see, yep. I, as the good boy, am now punished because I'm like, hey, I'm driving right now. Or I won't say I'm driving right now, but I'll be driving.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Jake. I'm wearing a blue shirt, gray shorts. I'm driving a Toyota Camry.
Just play some pickleball. Hungry.
Yeah, but I'll be driving to like a Domino's, put in an order, and like, all right, can we get your credit card info? And like, oh, if I could pay the store... I would just prefer that. Like,
yeah,
we'd really like it over the phone. Like, well, I'm driving on the highway right now and I'm only ordering one pizza. And like, it's policy on Friday nights to, I'm like, look,
interesting.
I'm already ordering a pizza on a Friday night for myself.
This night's not going well.
Yeah. I'm in a pretty sad place already. Yeah. I want to pay in the store.
I don't even know if this card will go through. I need to check my statements. Just start making my Alfredo pizza.
I want it ready when I get there.
Do you like Alfredo pizza?
Is that just white sauce or red sauce? I mean, it's not ideal.
Do you love it as a kid?
I definitely skew red. No.
Okay. Oh, I just remember being obsessed with Alfredo as a kid, and now I'm like, why did I ever like this? Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't have it that often.
We just went to CC's a lot.
CC's.
CC's, dude. Ew.
Dude, no one makes dessert pizza like CC's, though.
I mean, perfect for taking some hungry young kids there, but I went there as an adult. It's like, oh.
Do you know? So our mutual friend Gunner loves CC's. His like 26th birthday last year.
Tear it up.
He's like, I want to go to CC's. And so we did.
Yeah, there's those people out there.
We tore it up.
CC's, man.
Have you ever been to, I'm sure you've been. Have you been to Olive Garden recently? What's your take on that?
I have not. I love Olive Garden.
Okay.
And I think it's a place where, you know, we default to trying to get, like, I love going to restaurants and trying to, like, go to a new restaurant all the time. There's so many,
yeah.
I mean, pre-pandemic for sure, but, you know, there's thousands of restaurants in a city, and it's fun to just go to them. But every now and then, it's fun to just say, hey, let's put on our denim jeans and just go to a Chili's or an Olive Garden or a Bee's and just live the classics. And Olive Garden, when you're there, your family. And that's how it feels.
That's where I bring my family. Yeah. There's one right by my house, and my roommates and I just found it so comical. Like, they are thriving more than the Zoom technology company is during quarantine. I don't know how. Olive Garden was popping.
Really?
They had like a tent set up. Looked like a little kid's lemonade stand.
Yeah.
When they had this sign, they spray painted, looked like on a bed sheet, that said wine $15. And that drive-through to get Olive Garden parking lot wine was full for 2 months straight.
Jeez.
They're doing something right. And now that it's open back up, like, parking lot is full. I'm not kidding. Like, I drive by it every day. And nice. I'm just like, how is it so popular?
Wow.
Great breadsticks. Other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I just remember Olive Garden. I have a memory of Olive Garden where we went when we were like 20. And I had a buddy of mine who thought he was real prankster, where he would always try to order a beer at a restaurant we went to when he was under 20, and he'd be like, y'all ID here? Like, trying to be funny, because every time they're like, yes, he's like, ah, never mind. We went to Olive Garden.
I think that's funny.
And we had this girl, she was like a young black girl, probably, I mean, she had to have been hardly older than us, you know, we're just all like 20. And he was like, y'all ID here? She's like, I mean, I don't care. And that's, we were like, okay, tough guy.
You have to.
Come on.
You have to.
Now you're going to back down? I think he did fall through it, and he drank like, I mean, we didn't drink it. And you hate the taste of alcohol when you first have it. So I think he had a sip of whatever he got, and we were just like, you're an idiot.
Y'all ID?
She was like, I don't care.
What's that guy up to now? That's funny.
He's infamous in our friend group for being the guy who, like, cannot hang.
Like, late at night? Like, goes just to bed, like, early?
Yeah. There was, like, a famous time where we were goofing off being, like, who can chug a beer the fastest or something. Mm. And so it's one beer, and he just didn't even finish it. Remarkably slow at chugging, like that type of guy. We're just like making fun of him, and then
comes down, his eyes
are watering. He went and he puked a little, and we were like, "What is wrong with you? It's half a beer." And his excuse was, "Well, I had like a bunch of Dr. Pepper before." So to this day, we're like, "Hey, easy on your drink, man. You had too much Dr. Pepper earlier."
Hey,
just that type of guy.
Taking a big lake weekend for the 4th of July.
We're like, he'll drink by far the least, and then wake up the next day and it's like, I don't know, my head kind of hurts. It's like, you had to 1.5 drinks.
Should have had more at Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Earlier. So he built up your tolerance.
But, sorry, I was making a note of a, felt like there could be a funny bit about, I wanted a date to Olive Garden.
Did you? Yeah. Actually?
And when I was like 19.
Okay.
And, mainly because I had a gift card.
Okay, that's a good decision for a date.
Yeah, exactly. Horrible. And so I feel like there's some kind of joke there about how I did that. And when you're there, your family, and by the end of the night, she's calling me bro, you know, and my friends own me.
That is funny. That's
good. It was a horrible date. I mean, kind of fun, but yeah. Gift card to Olive Garden, then we went bowling, and she beat me 3 games out of 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you bowling left-handed?
No, dude. I mean, she bowled like a 130. Like, she wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was well above average.
Yeah.
Good for her. What's she doing now?
She is great question. She's
right back there.
I don't know.
It was Katie.
I don't know. I think you might know her. I'm sure we have mutual connections.
Oh, sweet.
She went to Arkansas.
Oh, cool.
Her name
you can tell me afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. but she
rhymes with
here, let me see. I'll just show you the name. But she do you know this person?
No.
No, okay, not familiar. All good. I just figured we might have mutual friends. Probably do, but
yeah.
I don't know what she's doing these days. I just remember I was like, wow, I like that girl. And she was like, yeah, boy, bye. But then I heard.
I got to practice my bowling.
Yeah, she was doing the opposite of what my buddy was doing. She was drinking a lot.
She was not
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, she was not puking.
And a lot more things, so yeah. It's all good.
Good for her.
Olive Garden, it's great. Poppin', good for them.
Olive Garden, we got, let's see, this will come out. Hope you guys had a good 4th of July weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Trey and I are each going to two different lakes.
Woo! I got a wedding, so.
Nice.
By the time you listen to this, hopefully I don't have corona. I won't. I'm confident.
You're strong.
Yeah.
Strong. Oklahoma made.
We're good.
Are they having a full-on reception?
Well, there's like restrictions, so they had to like uninvite some people. I think it was just kind of funny.
At that point, just catch coronavirus. I'm not going to uninvite someone to my wedding. I'll take a virus.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be kind of fun. I mean, we'll probably have to do that for our rescheduled one, because we're just, you know, we got married, but our original like whole wedding plan, we postponed to the fall. But it, you know, it doesn't look like it's going away anytime in the next few months. So we'll probably, you know, because we want to have a big wedding of like 200 or 300 people. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that's going to happen. So I'm going to enjoy being like, oh, my mom's second cousin, you can't come. No.
Yeah, I think you're going to be sending some really honest text messages.
I mean, I'd honest to God know some of the people in Duelist Guests better than I do some people invited to my wedding. I mean,
yeah, I think you said,
who's this?
You sent out some kind of a template email. Like,
they are family and they've prayed for you your whole life. Oh, I've never met them.
Well, thank you.
Dude, the sweet.
You can keep praying for me from your home.
I've told this story. One of the sweetest moments is when one of these relatives I was arguing about on the list, I'm like, I don't know this person. I'm like, it's family, you're going to invite them. And my cousin's wedding was like a year ago, maybe. So as we're like close to getting engaged to start this whole wedding planning process, she has hers. And that said person is at her wedding.
Okay.
And so we're at like a reception or something. And when I'm near them, this person goes, hi, I'm so-and-so. What's your name? He doesn't even recognize me.
But they're invited to your wedding.
Yeah. And that was so funny because I was like, see? Mom and dad, he doesn't even know.
Yeah,
he can't pick me out of a lineup.
You're like, actually, say that one more time. I'm going to FaceTime my mom real quick.
Yeah.
All right, ask me.
No, she was present.
Yeah.
It was my cousin's wedding.
Oh,
so geez. I was just literally like, dude, you saw that, right? So it was very satisfying. And I think because of COVID, we're going to have to X out a lot of people. So, yeah.
So are they doing they're still doing a reception, but not as many people are coming?
Right. So they've there's limits. I think in our area, it's like you can have 50% capacity in a setting. So I think there's just like 130 or something, which is a lot of people. But
all right, let's talk wedding receptions. What's one song that they better play and one song you really hope they don't play, but are worried they might?
One song they better not play is the Cha-Cha Slide.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts worse than my own alarm.
No one is really, people really have fun doing that.
Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Stop it.
And a song they gotta play? Lamborghini cop car, the pistol on my head like I'm a cop. You don't watch TikToks? Have I ever met a rock star? Actually, I could do the dance.
Yeah.
Jason Derulo's back on top, dude. You see this?
No.
TikTok. You're on the TikTok app at all?
No, no. I am. We talked about this. I'm on TikTok.
Have you heard the, it's a viral TikTok song. It's you're familiar with that. Derulo remixed it. And it's topping the iTunes charts.
Really?
Savage love. Did somebody break your heart? And then he's just like shirtless and he for sure oils himself up for his TikToks.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. That's not natural.
And it's a banger. It really is. Damn. And I've been making fun of Jason Derulo because it is kind of weird. Like, why are you so into TikTok? But what he's done and how it's like, surely it was all strategic.
Yeah.
And now he has a number one song because of like his TikTok involvement, and he took one of the popular trends and remixed it. It's pretty amazing that he pulled that off.
On one end, it is like, wow, good for you, good strategy there. But on the other end, like, it's someone else's song that was already popular. And right, he remixed it, put words to it.
Yeah, but it is like the artist is that kid. So like, clearly they struck a deal. Like,
paid him like a feature fee.
Heck yeah, for him, that kid's making money.
Yeah, I guess kind of a win-win for both of them. It'll be interesting, I guess, you know, wedding receptions haven't really been happening since a lot of TikTok songs have gotten popular. So how much will TikTok infiltrate the dance floor? We don't know.
I saw TikTok, but I thought this was really true because, you know, I've been doing what we're doing. Like, we've been on it before everyone else. But I don't know if you noticed this. A lot of my friends, 27 years old, are now, like, getting into TikTok. And they're familiar with the dances.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so It's quarantine. Kind of fun because I saw a TikTok that was like everyone at the bar when they open back up and they play. And it was just kind of. And they're just like low key with your drink, just kind of like that'll be. You'll see the whole bar doing it. It's kind of. I don't know. I think it's kind of fun.
I don't like that. Really that'd be strange. So weird. That's so weird.
But, okay, what song you don't want to hear and you have to hear at a wedding? Your first wedding back.
Let's see. I feel like a song that. I mean, Cha-Cha Slide is a great one. I'm going to go Cupid Shuffle because that song is about 19 minutes long. At least it feels that way once you start dancing. And I kind of a weird thing anyway. Like, I think a pretty individualistic person in general. Oh, Kathleen.
Katie, we're doing the podcast.
Oh, okay, bye.
Say hello.
Hello.
All right.
Okay.
Miss you. All right, bye.
Oh, but I can't stand, for the most part, synchronized dances. So at Cupid Shuffle, I'll do it, but I'll get weird with it. I'm going to make it my own. I'm going to go like just elbows to the right, to the, you know, and then the elbows. Sure. And then I'll go like just like back it up to the right, to the left.
Right, to the right.
Yeah. And then I'm looking around style. And everyone else is just like stepping. And I'm like, have some fun. Yeah. You're all robots. And then when the song lasts that long and it's just the same moves. Yeah. Kind of drives you bonkers.
Speaking of, what's worse than a horrible maid of honor speech?
Oh, is this a riddle? What's worse?
It's not a riddle.
I'm just kidding. Nothing. We talked about this on Correct Opinions Actually, this is the episode I remember. This is the first time it ever got deleted. I think it was this episode. We talked about wedding speeches for like 20 minutes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I was like, dang it. We got to do that over again. Oh, but I don't know if we can even.
We killed that. Yeah, this guy made this TikTok. I wish I would have made it. It's hilarious. This is every white girl maid of honor speech.
I never would have thought that the girl that I decided to sit next to that very first day in Mr. Cooley's 7th grade science class would become one of my best friends. We have been through everything together, from all of our annual Friday night sleepovers, to the many weekends spent away at dance competitions, to the many, many margaritas drank at the Dirty Dip in college. Daniel is perfect. He's everything I could ever imagine for you and more. He's tall, he's handsome, he has a pulse, and he's a boy.
We share for each other, inspired. Have you ever seen Bo Burnham's song where he's like teasing how like every love song he's like, you have a torso with two arms attached to it.
I love your hair, or I love your eyes, and they're bluish, brownish, greenish color.
Yeah.
Every passing day. As I stand here today, as your best friend,
she's like shaking as she holds a piece of paper. Oh, that's so good. Because I remember the first wedding I was ever really attended. I mean, I went to a couple, but before you're like 20, like weddings aren't fun at all. I mean, I didn't have the confidence to go dance. I just kind of sit there and
just drink. So my buddy
childhood friend got married like early. I mean, we were all probably 21, like young, and I was the best man. So you have to make a best man speech. And I, at this point had like, I'd been to college for years, and I was doing some like comedy and like singing performances and stuff. So
it's showtime.
Yeah, I was like, well, I wasn't like excited for it, but 2 years ago, I'd have been petrified.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I got this. Whatever.
See what you're saying.
So like, you got their speech ready, and I was just kind of, and I was being honest. I was like, yeah, I'm just say some stuff. Like, you don't have one like prepared? I'm like, I mean, I just figured I'd go up there and talk.
One of my best friends, so I have some stuff to say.
But. And I still kind of stand by that. Like, I know people, because the maid of honor had a typed, like, double space essay that she's like, I got to read from. You know, I get too emotional. I got to read from it. And I was like, I'm just going to say a few things.
But yeah.
That freaked me out. That's when I was like, oh my gosh, did I have to, like, write a sonnet? But I'm murdered.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Murdered. So, two things. One, kind of a fun story about that TikTok. I remember when Trey first showed me that, he's like, have you seen this? This is hilarious. I was like, dude, that's hilarious. And I was like, there's this wedding photographer that I kind of know that like he's been to so many weddings and gets so fed up with the speeches that he rerouted the URL for those of you who don't know me.com to his wedding photography website. I'm telling Trey that he goes, wait, do you remember this? And then you're like,
yes.
Wait. The guy, it was the same guy.
It was the same
guy. The guy who made that TikTok is that guy.
That guy.
So that was kind of crazy.
That was great. Man, that's so funny. You ever made a speech at a wedding?
Yeah, I've talked about this on my podcast before, but
you've been to the dress rehearsals where like the new trend is like, okay, we're gonna open the mic now if anyone wants to say anything. And it's expected just like everyone's supposed to go up there and just be like,
oh, the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, the rehearsal dinner. You guys are the most amazing humans to walk the planet, basically.
Yeah, I was the best man once, and I really went for it. So opening joke.
Comedically?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Opening joke. And I approved it with the groom first because, like, this is maybe a little much. But yeah. He was like, it's cool. I think it'll be funny. I basically said something along the lines, like, right at the beginning, like, Alex, thanks so much for, you know, asking me to be your best man today. You know, today's been awesome. And, you know, it's funny. Everything about today is so scheduled. It's so fun. And you know exactly what to expect, except for, you know, maybe this next 2 minutes, you know, and that gets kind of, it's a little bit of laugh. Like, who knows what I'm going to say for the next 2 minutes? It's out of Alex's control. This could be the worst 2 minutes of his entire day. As for Aaron, the worst 2 minutes of her day is going to be later on tonight.
Nice.
Opened with that and just, it murdered. Wow. Oh, it murdered.
People are like, wow, gloves are off.
Yeah. So then I had him and then I could say anything for the next few minutes and they were laughing. So
that's fun.
Yeah. It was great.
Is that your only time to be a best man?
Yeah. As far as I know.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I've never bothered with speeches. I might have to do that one time on these rehearsal dinners. Just write like a 5-minute set and just murder the room.
Just do part of your own material.
Yeah.
So, dog moms.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like it's their own
kids. Where are they?
Oh, that'd That's be great. Funny.
Speaking of TikTok, do you see India has banned TikTok?
I did see that. And I got a notification yesterday that said Instagram login is now no longer supported at TikTok. So I don't know if like TikTok is getting in trouble for like using Instagram stuff or Instagram's like, getting in trouble.
Like right now, is that true?
I got that notification yesterday. I didn't look into it, but I figured it was some security breach on one of their sides.
Oh, it's so scary, I'm sure.
But yeah, India and I think one other country is banning like China-owned apps.
Yeah, India banned
apps.
A bunch. And I was, we saw that with some buddies, we were like, they're like, oh, is that a hit for you? I was like, yeah, I was actually curated. I was about to go down like this whole kind of India. We had a video in the queue called Arranged Marriages Be Like. And like, well, I guess we got to trash that one.
Yeah, it was Bollywood features be like.
Yeah, we're just have blowing to up over there.
Wait. Yeah. I will say, I mean,
when monkeys get into your car, there's just monkeys all over the place there.
Yeah, there are. I've watched Our Planet.
It's like they were like around. They're squirrels. How we just have these critters running all over the place. Like, that's normal. They're just monkeys.
Yeah. On that note, we'll come back to the India thing real quick. But I heard when I was in high school that like, oh yeah, in Australia, yeah, there's kangaroos everywhere. The rate that we see squirrels like in the Midwest is how frequently they see kangaroos in Australia. I went to Australia. Not the case. No,
did you see any?
Not that many roos running around. No native roos. No, like, what am I trying to say?
You
no,
went to the zoo?
Yeah, in the zoo.
You
saw
went to
plenty.
The zoo?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
I actually went to a
did
zoo in Australia.
Did you see anything different besides like kangaroos? Are there kangaroos in our zoos?
They had, yeah. So yeah, okay. What a waste. It was like having a golden retriever in a zoo for them, basically. I saw a dingo in their zoos.
What's that?
It looks like a dog that you should have in your home, but I guess it'll rip your face off.
Okay.
Seriously, that's what people were saying.
Dingo, okay.
Yeah. Because there's that famous like Seinfeld quote
like
from Elaine, like
the
dingo ate your baby. And then you think of that, like, oh, that is an Australian accent. Yeah. I guess they're in Australia.
Yeah.
Straight up looks like a dog.
Wow.
It looks like the Doge meme, if you know what that
sure.
is. I think that looks very dingo-ish.
Oh, very dingo-ish. Okay.
Anyway, that is kind of a bummer for India. Because, like, not to flex, but TikTok follows me. I don't even post many TikToks, but every time I check TikTok, I'm getting a crazy amount of followers and DMs from, I'll just say, a lot of people last name Patel. I think it's a lot of Indian people.
Do you know kids named Patel growing up?
I've met two different people in my life named Akash Patel, which is
so
pretty cool.
So actually, what show was it? Oh, I watched, this was an awesome movie. It was this actor, you would know him. He was kind of filmed this like, he's a actor you'd recognize, last name Patel. He's Indian American, and he grows up in a culture where like his parents want to do an arranged marriage thing for him. And he's kind of like, that's not what we do here. And so he's trying to find his girl, and he kind of gave the whole background on Patels and how Patel is... Like Patels, if you're in India, I think like Patels marry Patels. It's not like necessarily one family. It's like it doesn't mean you're related necessarily. It's like, it means you're more of like of the same
like caste system
group. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I had a Roshan Patel I grew up with. Good kid.
Oh, he sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What's he up to now? I'm just going to keep asking about all these people in your life.
Well, he is arranged to marry the girl I dated in Arkansas. That's why.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
They can drink together.
Yeah.
That's fun. Good for them. I think it's time to do the tray triplet triple.
Triplet tray triple.
Da 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 da. Boop. Ooh, can you sing it as part of a little quick cover of Jason Derulo's Savage Love?
Triplet tray, triple double, triple triplet tray. What's your favorite drink? Oh.
Thank you for that. Yeah, the triple tray today is your favorite specific drink.
Okay.
This has to be within the context of something. It has to be, it can't just be water on a hot day. Mm. Not specific enough, but close.
Mm. Do you have one ready? Or do you want me to go?
Go for it if you got one.
I got you. My, one of my all-time favorite drink moments. Was, I don't know if you, did you do this as a kid where you try to concoct like a special recipe or drink or something?
Oh, that
was,
I like, still fun. Do that.
Yeah.
At Chipotle yesterday, I combined a few. Nice. Tried it out.
It's, for some reason that was fun, but I remember as a kid we found a great recipe and okay. we would low-key steal blackberries from the neighbor's blackberry bush.
Love thing. It. So Tom Sawyer of you.
Yeah. And we'd squeeze blackberry juice and mix it with like Gatorade and sodas and whatever crazy stuff we had.
It was actually pretty cool.
And we called it like the, it was like my childhood friend Matt, it was like the Trey and Maddie ice or something.
Crazy. Trey and Maddie Light.
Yeah, Trey and Maddie Light. And it hit different.
Dang.
That's, and I'll never, it's kind of like they say, your first high you always chase. I'll never have a
hand like squeezed blackberry, yeah. Gatorade juice. Dang, that's a so much better answer than any of mine are gonna be, because that's nostalgic. That made me think of something though. One time I was in, like, it was kind of like I was in Texas at this camp. It was kind of like very hot, very dry out there. And I was like super thirsty. And I ended up combining on accident, just like really old peaches. Mm. And me and my friend Shia like had them together. We called it sploosh. And we were just so thirsty.
Yeah.
That it just, in that moment, We kind of like climbed up this like little area.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just tasted so good because we were just like so thirsty at the time. Wow. Yeah.
What was like the key to that?
The key was like basically, well, I can't remember the movie that well.
How many old ladies were involved? To make the peaches, carry up the mountain.
Just, and
yeah, I'm struggling to remember the movie too.
Cause yeah, at first
digging
I was
digging up a bone, digging up a bone. Hey. You remember all those songs?
Great soundtrack.
Your hands made blister, your muscles stay sore. You wanna break?
I don't know that song.
Dang it! Knock on the warden's door. You've got to go ding those holes. The weird tall guy. He's had a killer baritone. Do you remember that?
Zigzag.
Zigzag.
Yeah, yeah, zigzag.
Broken hands and a weathered soul. What if that was really a singing voice?
I think they all sang that, actually.
Yeah.
I can remember some of those verses, like, got a shovel, head full of sand, check out my tag, the name's Caveman.
The Space Jam with the cab. Wait.
Get up and slam. Welcome to the jam. Yeah.
Grab your shovel and dig up the sand.
Yeah.
Sand, the jam. Dig up the holes. Let's go, caveman. Fam. I'm a caveman. We dressed up. We dressed up as holes characters as kids. We were like all in third grade.
That's
and
cool.
I was zero. And I did
I did not
do blackface.
Good.
Low-key, dude, I thought of that recently, and I was
like, wait, did I ever?
Praise, like, there's no way, right? And I confirmed, no, I didn't.
Okay,
I've never done that. And I think, because we see those things pop up for like 20 years ago, and you're like, but it took a lot of huevos, I think, to do that even 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think my parents ever would have thought, or I would have thought, like, yeah, let's paint your face black. You're like, no, we'll put the wig on, that'll work.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm in any hot water.
I was
there.
Zero, dude. I love Zero. He was such a feisty guy.
Yeah,
when he went off and fought him, he's the smallest guy.
When he took the shovel, went
nuts and shoveled a guy in the head.
Yeah, it
was awesome. The little guy winning.
Yeah, and he ran. Oh, he's so fast.
Zero.
Doesn't he? The guy who played Hector Cerrone follow you on Instagram? Or like, didn't he reply to something the other day? Or no, he commented something.
Oh, the guy.
I feel like we had a whole joke.
Zero. Yeah, he he was like big on Vine, and he's like kind of has a, he's like does the influencer vibe a little bit. I don't know, it's kind of weird.
I feel like he would comment on that.
Yeah, he did. He went on something, and Johnny Tsunami DM'd me once. Kind of nice. Thing.
It might be a Do Less guest, Hector. If you're watching, love your work, man.
Zero.
I thought the way that you grabbed onto that shovel and let Shia LaBeouf pull you up and God's thumb was just incredible, man. Great sploosh too. Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't remember more about your drink. Sploosh. Okay, what's your second drink?
Second drink. Let me think.
Okay, I got one. I'll go. Thanks. This one's more real. This one's not specific, like certain contextually specific, but just like the ingredients. Specifically, you're going to want to write this down because I'm telling you, it's the best drink you can get at Sonic. It's taken many years to perfect this, a lot of trial and error. Ready? Size is up to you. I go large. Hi, I'd like a large peach, cranberry, raspberry slush. Say one more time. Peach, PCR. Peach, cranberry, raspberry slush. This is
your invention.
This is, can't go wrong with the cherry limeade. We got vanilla Coke. There's a lot of good options at Sonic.
Wow.
But the peach cranberry raspberry slush is when I'm feeling froggy.
And you tried that one day and you're like, this is it.
Yeah. This is it. My brain.
Just flavors hitting you from every angle.
Exploded out of my ears. Wow. When I first had that.
Wow.
It was disgusting. Yeah, it's great though. So that makes a top 3 favorite drink for me. Wow. Nothing tops peach cranberry raspberry slush from Sonic.
Oh. Wow. Good for you.
Thanks.
All right, my number two would have to be a mango boba milk tea.
I thought you were going to name what we just got from Chick-fil-A. I was like, wow, it's already in the top 3.
You ever had a bubble tea?
Is that different than boba? What's bubble tea?
I think it's the same thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know if I love the bobas.
Dude, I get the bobas and the jellies. I was just one time.
The jellies?
I was in Atlanta. It was out. It was hot. We're like, let's stop in here. And I said, I mixed this concoction of like mango Thai tea with bobas and jelly. So there's just a layer of gooey stuff at the bottom.
Mm.
And that stuff, I mean, I can't get them anymore because I drink them in 45 seconds. It's not even worth it. There's like the one time I got those like Starbucks cold frappe.
Oh, okay.
And which I saw a TikTok that says you're – technically, I think the instructions say you're supposed to freeze those.
Oh.
Or you can't, to literally make a prep. But I ordered one of those once. I'm like, oh, I never had these. And then 10 seconds, I drink it. So I can't even buy that again.
Dang. Self-control, man.
I got to slow down. But that's my number 2.
Great. My last and final favorite specific drink is just kind of your classic Highland Dairy 2% chocolate milk. But it's where it's consumed. So this is going to be, it always hit a little different. Mm. At my grandparents' house when I was little, growing up, they had this one glass that was shaped like a boot. And I thought that was so cool.
A milk boot.
A milk boot. Didn't know, you know, anything else. Pure little innocent boy. And it was a pretty small boot.
Get your milk, Jake. Take off your boots and get your milk boot.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
That's what it was like.
My grandpa was a farmer, so, he
thank you, Grandma. Come here, Sonny.
Yeah, but that brown milk out of a boot was just awesome. And I'd love to have the toe facing down, so like a little chocolate milk would get caught in it, and then I'd flip it around and drink it. It was just kind of fun, you know? Wow. It's a little squirrely.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah,
that reminds me, I have an easy 3. A lot of people claim they don't remember this. I think they're all lying. What I was grown up on, what I was raised on, breast milk.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'm just kidding. I have a great number 3, actually. Oh my gosh, it left. No, I remember now. Great number 3. As a kid, you're running around barefoot in the woods. It's fun. You're just adventuring and you're just dying of thirst on a hot summer day. And lo and behold, there's a crystal clear creek, ice cold water running through.
And you just,
you've been down like a wild bushy tailed deer.
Yeah.
Just, and I did vomit the next day, so I probably there was probably something in that, but the
probably unrelated.
But that's later.
Yeah,
we're
talking
about the moment.
In the moment
where I drank that, it was
nothing satisfies a bushy-tailed deer tray like creek water.
Yeah, and just and like out of nowhere the next day, much like getting hit by a truck, I was very ill. A lot of parallels. Yep.
I thought you were onto something with the breast milk. I mean, talk about nourishment though. From a nourishment standpoint,
true.
We peaked.
Yeah.
Oh, we peaked.
I heard that though. You can sell that stuff for quite a bit on like Craigslist type of vibe.
I've tried because I heard that too.
Yeah.
No takers. So I kind of stopped.
I thought it'd be a great startup. I tried to start an app.
Yeah.
It was called Boober.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I tried to start one and it was called What's for Breastfast.
Nice.
But it never really took off.
Just try to find nursing women. You're like, hey, I'll give you, simply just give me some supply and I'll give you like a percentage of the profits.
I'll give you some demand.
They're like, I just got restraining orders, so.
Yeah, but those were in different states, so we're good now.
Yeah, we're good.
Start fresh.
So, yeah, couldn't really get that going. But isn't that, yeah, imagine buying someone else's formula off of Craigslist. That's got to be a, that's a world I don't know about.
I would love to know more.
You ever sold something on Craigslist or bought something?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I bought a PS2 off Craigslist one time.
Did you ever sell anything on Craigslist?
Wait, the camera that I've shot everything with for the last two years.
Craigslist.
Yeah, it was Craigslist.
Have you ever sold anything, though?
Surely.
I tried once, I'll never it again. Cause I'm like, hey, I got a Samsung Galaxy, $500, hit me up. And people, you just get blown up on text. Like, yo, would you take three pairs of used Nikes and a hubcap?
I have a small trampoline.
No. Yeah. What about a trampoline? Yeah. No.
I want $500.
Yeah. It's the only marketplace where it's like, yeah, I'd like a burrito bowl. It'll be $8. I got a few pairs of socks.
Okay. Hear me out.
Yeah.
I got $5.
Yeah.
And
a trunk full of formula. Good deal.
8-ounce formula.
Yeah.
Just pumped. Yeah. Fresh. I do remember I tried to give something away on Craigslist one time. I learned a lesson. Back when I worked in youth ministry, I lived in this house that had an old pinball machine and it never worked. And so I was like, it was huge. I'm just going to get this out of my house. So I put it on Craigslist, hey, free, just come take it. Apparently, these old pinball machines are pretty valuable.
Yeah.
And for someone who knows what they're doing, they can like easy fix it. So next thing I know, I'm like via email, like organizing this bidding war. Huh. And so one guy's like, hey, don't worry about it for free. I'll pay you $50. Then another guy's like, I'll be there. You give me the address to be there. I'm like, well, one guy said $50. So I'll give you $75.
Yeah.
So I'm emailing those people. It gets to a point, kind of like what you were saying, where it's not even about money.
Yeah.
A guy offers me a four-wheeler for...
Nice.
This pinball machine.
What in the world?
I'm the master.
Yeah.
I'm like Mark Cuban over here. But I lived in Prairie Village, Kansas. I'm like, what am I going to do with a four-wheeler?
Exactly.
So I just Googled how to fix it. And that pinball machine is still in that house 6 years later.
Wow.
So you're welcome, kids.
Wow. Yeah.
You play pinball.
Dude, pinball is infuriating. Last time I played pinball, I wanted to bash the machine in. So it just, I guess people do get good at it. To me, it feels like it bounced all over the place and I have no control.
And then it goes right down the middle. You're like, there's nothing it could have done. Nothing.
Oh, I hate it.
Did you grow up playing a pinball on a like Microsoft, you know, off or Microsoft?
Oh, yeah.
O3
that
or whatever?
Was a classic to burn time in class.
I'll never forget some of those noises.
Yeah.
I can't really make them with my mouth, but the noises that like space shuttle made. Like,
yeah, make it.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of them. Yeah. Okay, the one that would go up the left side. Let's see if I could try to... You're just making noises.
Nah, I don't know.
There was one that was like,
it, dude,
twist it.
What's your high score on Bop It?
Pull it. I don't have it memorized.
Did you?
Seven.
Were you ever big on Bop It?
Yeah, I liked it.
I think I went home during college and found my Bop It and I brought it back to college and just randomly we'd be hanging out and I'd just bring it out. And it's hilarious because dudes just love that crap. It's like it's like the original fidget spinner, man. You just sit there and just, so we lived together. It was like six dudes in college and we played the heck out of the Bop It. Bop it. Pull it. Whoop. Twist it. Do it again, but better. Remember that?
It's like, okay. Hey.
You don't remember that?
Yeah. I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
I'm 6 years old. Stop back talking me.
Yeah, it did. Really did back.
Remember when the Bop It Extreme came out and then you had like,
flick it.
I didn't feel super comfortable always flicking it.
Yeah.
It felt a little weird.
Flick it. I feel like they could have come somewhere else. Because what? It was Bop It, Twist It, Pull It. And then the bonus added Flick It.
Was
and...
there Twist It? I think Twist It was yellow.
Right.
Yeah, yellow
the,
twist.
The original was Bop It, Pull It, Twist It.
But oh,
then
oh,
the
oh.
bonus one had five.
Yeah. Flick It and Spin It, I think.
Spin
green,
it.
Green Spin It.
Spin It.
Yeah. And orange was Flick It.
Yeah.
Dude, you nailed that Pull It sound right there. Bop It.
Pull it. Boop. Twist it.
Yeah. You screw up.
Ah! Yeah. Were you, what was your form? Were you a, did you slam bop it? Or a lot of people might go bop it to the knee. Because you had buttons on both sides.
Definitely smart. Once you had that breakthrough, it was like, oh, I'm going to be better at this now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely don't want your hands on the Bop It because that's the easiest one to press. Yeah. It's like, it's always easy to go there. You want to have your hands elsewhere.
And I want to play Bop It now. Gosh. I've got to have it somewhere.
Let's reach out to Hasbro.
Yeah.
We would like to do a brand deal with
them. Let's bring it back. We're gonna make 7 things now. What do we add? We got Pull It, Bop It, Twist It, Flick It, Spin It.
Let's get the senses involved. Lick It.
Lick It. Lick It.
And it knows. It's got a little pressure sensorizer. Lick It and what else should they add? That's number 6.
Taste It. No, that's the same thing. Lick It and Sniff It.
Lick It and Sniff It's good, yeah. Get the senses involved.
Lick It. Sniff It. Twist It. Pull It. All right, we're going to play right now. Let's just try it.
Bye. Just with sounds?
Pull It. Twist It. Bop It. Bop It. Bop It. Bop It. Flick It. Do it again, but better.
Right, what is it? What's the flick it sound?
All right, let me play now.
Okay. Bop It. Flick It. Taste It. Oh, sorry. God, that was like it. You, computer air. Let's try again.
X-rated version. Bop It.
Bop It. Spin It. Oh, try it again, but better.
Your score was 1.
Yeah.
Well, was that funny to listen to? Or
there's something. How good is that?
Yeah, that was good. Taste It.
Yeah, whoops. Supposed to be Lick It. I forgot. That was a beta version.
Yeah.
Bop It was good job,
Seduce
Hasbro.
Seduce It.
Strip It.
Strip It. Seduce It. Looking good.
OnlyFans It. Yeah. Keep going.
Compliment It.
Yeah. You've been seduced lately in your DMs? How's that going?
I really haven't. It's kind of like, it's funny to be married. And, you know, I've like, because I'm just trying to be funny, right? I followed influencers a lot over the years where they are like funny or I like their content and they fall in love. And then their page turns into like a
couple's
like
page.
A WordPress blog. I'm like, go back to throwing frisbees, whatever you're doing. And so, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'll acknowledge every now and then because it's my life now, especially if you're listening to this podcast or Correct Opinion. Like, you know, it's part of my life now. But it's funny because I'll get quite a few of just like, marry me or love you. And then it'll be like a follow up DM maybe a day later. It's like, oh my gosh, I just noticed you're married. So like, I take it back, but big fan.
You
know?
Yeah.
So that's, I appreciate the respect there. I mean, it's really decreased now that I'm married, which is nice.
That's good.
Yeah. It's great. People are respectful.
I feel like it would not be fun to be an attractive girl on the internet.
Oh, it'd be.
Because, yeah.
You're like a walking Bop It. Lick It, taste it, flick it.
And then I'm like responding, try again, but better.
But better, yeah. That would be.
There's another bit.
It's got to be a nightmare. But also, doubles advocate, it does, like, to some extent, there's nothing women can ever do. They're just going to get harassed, which is
It doesn't terrible. Even, they don't even need to be
but
doing
like,
anything.
But
to...
like Katie, she certainly got some of that, but she got a lot less than like we know of a friend of ours where she'll post kind of like, hey, and it's
you
like
ever bopped it
her comment,
two at a time.
Yeah. Her comment section goes kind of wild. And it's like, well, it's a little of both.
Yeah. That's a good point. I feel like, yeah, girls who DM me are just like the kindest and just like,
yeah,
like it's
oh,
hitting
this,
on it, but
seems
it's
like a nice guy.
So genuine.
But if you were posting like, I don't know what you like, Chris D'Elia.
Sure.
What makes it so, if you don't know Chris D'Elia, he's a comedian. He's kind of under fire right now because a lot of girls came forward. Like he was
some underage bopping it.
Yeah. But it all makes more sense because he was this comedian. I thought he was hilarious. I really looked up to how successful he was. But every now and then,
he kind of
on his Instagram,
sexualized himself.
He would post like a sexy shirtless pic, and you're like, I don't. Why is a comedian doing this? That's like that's the one thing we're all like probably gonna make fun of. It's like if I'm like, you know, couples during engagement and making fun of everyone on their son, and then one day I'm just like, bored. What about you? And you'd be like, okay, I don't really get how these match. So when that all came out. You know, allegedly, I don't know. I'm not here to, but it I was like, oh, those made more sense.
Yeah, he would post like...
What you post says a lot about you.
He had one post where it was like him and Justin, like very like small, like briefs. And that was it. Just like posting. It was like, I guess it's kind of funny.
He tried to spin as like funny. Like, yeah, post what I want or whatever. But now it makes more sense.
It does.
Now it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it does.
I'm just a hair model, you know, for Old Spice. That's just me. I'm just a simple hair model.
It's the coif. That's what they call it. You ever heard that word?
That could be in Bop It Extreme.
Yeah. No, that's your...
Quaff it.
That's your hair, dude. You never heard that word?
I think I have, but I would not have like done quaff well it on a multiple choice quiz on what that meant.
Trivia.
Like the front part of my hair, that's like a quaff?
Yeah, dude. You never heard that? That's
cool, I guess. Heard that. I don't put a lot of thought into it, but...
Maybe I was duped and pranked.
But no, I bet you're right.
Heard.
I bet you're right.
That's what I always heard, yeah.
I bet you're right.
This is... What? It's July 9th?
We got this.
July 9th.
Wow, you did that fast.
July 9th. It's tomorrow we announce the live stream.
Ooh.
Wow. We got to get that going. So I'm sure I've talked about it more to you guys on the Instagram, but live stream is announced tomorrow. I'm calling it the Hindsight 2020 One Night Comedy Live Stream Event.
Beautiful.
I think it'll be fun. So that'll be cool. And then we get to freaking get in a... I guess you're traveling for the 4th. You went to Dallas, which was fun.
Yep. Just got back. Oh, I'm so sunburnt now.
Yeah. And probably. This will be my first plane ride in months. We're doing it live from Nashville. So any Duelesque guests in Nashville, I'm sure we already talked to you, but we'll need some volunteers to come enjoy it live.
If you have a good audible
bring
laugh.
Energy. Yeah.
We'll take you.
I need the laughs. And then we're launching a new merch drop and the Duelesque guest podcast on July 17th.
There's going to be a new sign back here.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Going to be zappity.
Working on that. I'm such an idiot. Like, you know, I have a graphic designer and then you're better at this than I am, but I'm inept on all the like technical logical stuff. So I like sent them a company, a logo, like, hey, make a sign. And mm-hmm. they're like, well, the ratio of this is 860 by whatever. And the dimensions you put down. And I just want to be like, just make it how you think it looks good.
Crunch it.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're saying to me. We're figuring that out.
Yeah. I'm trying to make t-shirts right now for Ghost Runners. And they're just like, so what are you wanting? And I'm like, I'm wanting to pay you to like just, do it because yeah. I'm not a graphic designer. I was we need something to take to our designer. I'm like, I feel like I'm paying them. So yeah. Can they figure it out?
Take that to them.
If I knew
take
what I wanted.
Money to them.
Yeah.
And then bring me back.
The design. Yeah, I was so bad with all that stuff.
Yep,
I wish I was better, but I'm not.
All right. Episode 9 in the books. That's what's coming up. Appreciate you guys showing love. And we'll be back every Thursday.
Yeah.
Enjoy the Instagram. And yeah, the live stream should be fun.
Cannot wait.
Yes, sir.
See some new people in our lives.
Yep. All right.
Cool. Peace. Drink some water.
Cheers.